Hi everyone, in this video I'm going to share with you the most important secret to success. Human beings have been given the ability to fulfill all that we visualize. Everything that you can dream of, everything that you can visualize, you have that power to fulfill that. Look at human history. Things which were considered impossible a few centuries ago or a few decades ago, they have been fulfilled today. Human beings have been able to conquer things which were considered impossible a few years ago. Look at the mobile phone technology that we are using today. None of us could even dream of having a mobile phone. None of us could even think of a technology by which we could carry a phone with ourselves and connect with people. But somebody dreamt of it. Somebody visualized it and was able to conquer his vision. That is what human beings are capable of. We are capable of fulfilling all that we visualize, all that we dream of. This requires constantly challenging ourselves. Human beings, when they stop challenging themselves, that's when the decline happens. You will often find that once people retire from their work, those who are used to working 9 to 6, you see the moment they retire, they start aging rapidly. Why? Because they have stopped challenging themselves. They don't have any other goals in their life. They've already retired. In fact, the moment you start working in a company, what is the first thing that they tell you? Start planning for your retirement. So as though the ultimate goal for you is to reach the age of 60 and retire. But is that how human beings live? Today, medical science is advanced. Most of us are able to live for a long period of life. And if we do that, what are we going to do for the next 15, 20 years of our life after retirement? Because we've been taught to retire at the age of 60 and sit back and relax and age gracefully or age rapidly. Well, if you are someone who's constantly challenging yourself, challenging your milestones, you're going to age gracefully. You will continue challenging yourself. You will keep on taking on new missions in your life. But if you're someone who does not have any other goal in life after retirement, you're going to age rapidly. You will have many more gray hair in a span of a year than you had over the 60 years of your life. Why does this happen with us? It happens because we stop challenging ourselves. Look, when Tariq bin Ziyad, the conqueror of Spain, when he burned the ships, he sent a message to all his army men. We are not going back. We're going to fight to conquer or we're going to fight to die. There is absolutely no compromise. That's how we should be with our vision, with our mission in life, with our milestones in our life. There should be absolutely no compromise, because human beings, the moment we start compromising, there's no end to compromise. You can keep compromising on so many things in life. When we refer to Tariq bin Ziyad, we learn that the way to conquer your vision, the way to conquer your mission is by not accepting to be the second best, by striving to be number one, by striving to fulfill what your mission is, for what your vision is. You need to burn the ships. Are you ready to burn the ships? Are you ready to take on challenges in your life? Look, when you take on challenges in your life, failures are bound to happen. Like I said, you could fight to conquer, you could fight to die. What if I fail in this process? Human life cycle is based on ups and downs. There will be moments when you will conquer the milestones and enjoy the success. But then there will be those milestones where you may not succeed. There will be downward trends in your cycle. And that's how human cycle is. That's how our life cycle is. We've been given failures. We've been given downward trends in our life so that we can learn from it. The idea of failure was to learn from your failures. The idea of failing was to find 10,000 different ways of doing new things. But many of us are going to face a failure, and that failure is going to be a setback for us. It's going to push us back. It's going to mean an end for our dreams. Failures are not supposed to put an end to your dream. Failures are not supposed to cap your potential. Failures are only there to show you different ways of doing things. Failures are only there to push you further in your vision, in your mission. But are you willing to challenge yourself? You need to ask yourself, do you cap your potential, or is your potential there to fulfill all that you visualize, all that you dream?